Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, for many years, it's been a running joint and the subject of numerous memes. Donald Trump's face is orange, so what makes it that colour? And has the degree of oranginess changed over the years? Does his inhuman glow influence voter intentions? We're joined by Professor Katrina Ryan from the Institute of Dermatologists. Afternoon, Katrina.
Hi, Sean. How are you?
So does this look like a sunbed job to you or something else?
I don't know exactly what this is. But there's been so many different people giving their opinions as to what it is over the years, and a running joke, as you just said. But to me, it looks like false tan, self tanning, that he has there, and mainly because photos in the past have captured when his hair blows back, the white skin underneath his quiff, and sometimes he misses his temples. So it very much looks like fake tan or false tan, which is very popular in Ireland, as you know.
Yeah.
When somebody has a tan from a sunbed, it very much looks like a natural tan. It doesn't go orange. Certain people's skin makes their fake tan go orange. So that's what my money would be on, that he's been using fake tan for all these years. And I suppose the other thing is that it changes so often, and some days he can look, quite like normal skinned or natural skinned, and then he's orange a couple of days later. So it would very much point to that.
And the oranginess itself, is that because overuse or just he looks orange when he puts on fake tan?
Yeah, different brands can give people a different sort of brown or orangey brown. So I don't know if it's the brand he's using, or the way his skin reacts, the way fake tan works. It's a substance called dihydroacetone, and it reacts with your dead skin cells on the surface. And some people just get a different colour in the way some people get their hair dyed, and it looks a different colour to the next person even using the same dye. So it's similar to that. So it's just whatever his skin does. And sometimes it's going to look more obvious in certain lights. So in natural daylight, it will look different to when there's yellow lighting in a studio or in a camera room that he's given an interview in.
Oh, yeah. Would it look worse in a studio, or would it look more orangey in a studio?
Yeah, especially one that has yellow lights as opposed to sort of blue lights and natural lights that will look the best in. I have to say now, of all the things, probably the one thing I'll take my hat off to him on, that he's using a fake tan rather than lying on a sunbed, the only responsible thing he's done. I'm a big advocate of fake tan. Now, I think he could apply a better one or do it more consistently. But if that's what he's doing, it's not harmful, and it's a much better way to get a tan.
Sure, if he thinks that looks good, that's fine. But there wouldn't be an alternative in terms of he's using fake tan, but it all seems to make him look orange. There wouldn't be any product out there or ingredient out there that might make him look like actually tanned rather than orange.
There could be. It could be the brand he's using. Mm. It does look very orange. Yeah, and then I suppose obviously the thing that would make him look less unnatural would be a real tan, but we don't want him doing that.
Yeah.
I'm not for real tans at all.
Now it won't do his skin any harm or anything like that.
No. So what happens is the fake tan reacts with your dead skin cells, which you're going to slough off anyway. They've been they're tested to the nth, and there's nothing dangerous about fake tan at all. That's why I prefer my patients always to be using them. And there's no cumulative damage over time either.
So okay.
It seems like he's been doing this for a long, long time. I never remember him not being orange.
No, because that's what I was wondering. Is it that you do it so much that eventually you're just stuck like that and you can't reverse the process?
No, because it's only in the dead skin cells. So they're like it only ever lasts a week at the most. I've used fake tan consistently for now 20 years since I was in my mid 20s. And it causes no issues. You wash it. When you sort of exfoliate it, your skin is as pasty white as it always has been.
All right, okay. But he'd be using it then every week at least.
At least every week, yeah.
Yeah, because lately some people are saying that he's starting to look a bit less orangey.
So well, he may have found a better brand.
Yeah.
I don't know. And the funny thing is, he's been slagged so much about it over the years, but continues to do it, you know,
yeah.
About the strange colour and everything else. And yeah, and even like people were speculating if he had a sunbed in the White House at one stage, and you know, and you know, insiders, you know, declared there was none there, and you know, whatever. But I really do think my money will be on the fake tan and consistent use of it.
Yeah, it's extraordinary that the supplier of fake tan has never been outed, whereas everybody leaks everything else. You'd think that this particular supplier of fake tan would take advantage of that. Fascinating stuff, Katrina. Thanks a million for talking to us today. That was Professor Katrina Ryan there from the Institute of Dermatologists.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.